Joshua, just withdraw.
No, no, if you're asking for some
Joshua,
random
just withdraw,
things,
just
what
withdraw.
Is last school?
Just withdraw.
Withdraw why you good?
Guys, listen, I'll start recording the podcast. Joshua, just withdraw 3K.
I need the word for that.
Goodness. Last school.
Come on.
So anyways, guys, this is the podcast. It's called Zero Expectations. Because I'm still recording for
so
the podcast.
So naturally, I will not place my order.
Oh, yeah, place your order.
I want Le Noodles. Le Aqua.
Le Aqua.
Joshua, just withdraw 3. Joshua, withdraw 3. Joshua, withdraw 3,000.
Moshe, come on. Only 3K.
No, withdraw another 10.
Oh.
13.
You know what? Do my account like this. Break them upside down. No, we draw 3. I did not say 13.
Okay.
Yeah, Joshua, I can go. Nico, hi. Welcome to Zero Expectations Podcast.
Don't say welcome Joshua, like I'm a guest.
Welcome to Zero Expectations Podcast.
Nah.
Jeez, will I just scrap this and start again?
Yeah, I don't know. But you put that now, score quality goodness.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Zero Expectations. If you're confused on what just happened, we were trying to prepare our breakfast.
We're not preparing breakfast. We're trying to.
We can't even prepare. Nico has never prepared anything in our life.
Wow.
That's why give me a tight top.
Shake!
Yes, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
So, the name of this podcast is, you know what? Hi, my name is Prince.
And my name is Nicole, and you're listening to Zero Expectations Podcast.
What's our motto again?
Oh, God. This is the most useless situation ever. You don't ever remember. No,
I remember my motto.
It's Zero Expectations Podcast because if you had expectations, you wouldn't be here.
Thank God that guy put on his car. It's not as if we're saying anything
important.
Nascool. Quality goodness. So good. Good plan. It's one Indian song.
No, it's not an Indian song.
They do the ad every time on
Z1. My dad's favorite channel. It's all weird. Right. People think it's me. Okay, you know what? Sorry. Roll intro.
Yeah!
Zero!
Expectations Podcast.
Yeah! Dun, 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 dun. What's our intro?
It's fine. Anyways.
Oh, Zero!
Guys, welcome back.
It's been a while.
The last podcast you listened to was titled Joshua Just Dropped Out of Unilag. We recorded that a month ago.
Very beautiful title.
We recorded that a month ago.
And it wasn't my name this time. Thank you.
I don't know if you guys even liked it because it's going to be posted this Monday. This will be posted next week, Monday. Or maybe we may even do 2 a week because we'll do 2 this week.
Yeah.
Monday and Friday. I'll schedule this for Friday. I'll try my best. I've not been to work for close to 2 weeks.
Okay, so why is that? I came in contact with
someone that had COVID, and I had COVID. So I lost my test of smell and my test of breathing.
Your test of smell and breathing.
You think you know everything? Where's your diploma?
Where is yours?
Where's your degree? Why no grid do masters?
Where's your masters?
I dropped out. I don't give a damn about school. I had COVID and I spread it to everybody
Prince,
in the house.
Actually, so the unfortunate thing is I have not been home in a while, and I finally got off. So I came to the house. It wasn't supposed to be a long stay.
It was like 2 days.
Just like 2 nights, basically. And my sweet, sweet brother, in whom I'm well pleased. You bloody scallywag.
Yes.
Gave me COVID. Like, I used bucket to scoop it.
Yeah. But she was asymptomatic and my dad was...
So, Prince gave me COVID. Prince gave my dad COVID. For some weird reason, he didn't give Joshua.
Yeah, but probably Joshua had later on because he was not social distancing.
But it was...
We believed that God would keep him strong. We don't want to lose him, but... It is what it is.
So I treated Joshua like he had it, like he was positive. All the drugs were drinking it, from the zinc to the calcium to the what's that one called? To the steroids.
Yeah, we also took steroids. Literally, Nico took steroids. He was injecting my father and my younger brother. I just noticed.
We're popping pills.
Then yeah, just the increase more.
Come on, BBL.
That's what has been happening.
Yeah.
But we recovered from it. Nico is probably going to do a test
On Monday?
On Monday. I'm going to start work on Monday because I'm fine and I don't seriously need another test.
Well, we've been in quarantine for like 10 days so and we've been taking our drugs religiously. We stopped when they told us to stop and we're good.
We are good. So yeah, that's what has been going on. Now we're going to talk about other serious topics at hand.
Yes,
this is a segment I like to call
NASCO Quality Goodness.
This is a segment I like to call thought provoking.
Oh God,
am I
really
crazy
don't wanna
or not?
You are.
Do you want to talk about that tea?
What tea? No.
Okay, don't talk about it. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Thought provoking.
Yes.
Am I crazy or not?
Okay.
Nico, what's your thought about guys dating younger girls?
Well, when you say younger girls,
18, succulent, fresh out of their boats.
Okay, so here's my thing. What is the age for dating?
18.
From 18, it's legally fine, right?
Yes, it's consensual.
We know people start dating from way younger.
Of course.
But let's just do from 18, right? Mm-hmm. How old is the guy?
The guy is probably, let's say, like 40.
First off, I'll never lie to you. First off, there are two sides to this thing, right? I don't see why an 18-year-old be dating a 40-year-old. I'm not judging. But at the same time, you won't lie. We find love in the strangest places.
Okay.
And there are some really matured 18-year-old
That's
people.
What the pedophile said one time. Hey, I know I'm with this 13-year-old, but guys, we find love in...
No, because I'm not about to go there and start judging people's choices. Like, do you get what I mean? But... like, you can look at it and say, okay, some people, they will not have anything in common. She's too young. She's fresh into the market, blah, 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 blah. But with this day and age and our 2021 youths, guy, there are some smart people that know, like, do you understand? They're very
smart.
Mature.
There are just a lot of people that just look mature. People see their Instagram half-dressed, half-naked. They will tell you, oh, I just turned 18. Like, what? I think you're like 20-something.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah...
they're very much... We have smart younger...
There's this whole statement I used to say. I'm like, when I was in secondary school, SS1, SS2, I found girls that say they like their boyfriend in the university.
Yeah.
When I was in the university, I found girls that went out of school to meet guys that are...
No, it's a normal thing.
That are done with uni.
I feel like then majority of women... majority of women like... older men.
Yes.
Do you understand? Like when you do, people do young love. You know, I'm dating someone, he's in my class. Oh my gosh, he used to cut eye for me. I used to cut eye for him. We go to biology class together. But some ladies like older men. When you enter 100 level, sometimes you date people in your level. Sometimes you date 400 level people. But it's different because you are in the university. What if the 400 level guy is 35? People have different, do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and then you're 100 level, you're fresher, and you are fresh off the boots. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, no, but it depends on the situation.
No, but I just believe that's the thing I used to say. Like, I see a lot of girls say, why do guys keep going for younger girls? And I'm always like, if you added to a system, you should not complain about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you've always wanted older guys when you were younger. Don't be surprised when you're older and the guys want younger girls. And don't act like, why are guys always going for younger girls? You added to the system, man. Oh my goodness, what does she want to do? Is it lie?
She wants to send me fish.
Hey!
Best friend is about to send me fish. Come on, fish lady, come through. I'll let you.
So yeah, that is that. I thought we were going to be shouting about the topic. Nico, did anything happen? We've been indoors, so like our gist has been freaking limited. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing. Nico has been saying, oh, we should record more podcasts, but like I don't have much that's going on. I could tell you about there's this girl I've been talking to, but there's someone like when I've entered bus with her like 10 times.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Like 7 times. I'll call her Kayla. Kylie, I don't know what she called herself. But I call her King, because her surname is King. And we used to enter bus, we'll go together. No, when we come back, I always see her in the bus stop. Then, at the bus stop, anyone, in, and,
Prince has on. An issue with in and on.
by, beside, on top,
and no be your fault, man. Nah. They know this.
Every proposition in general.
Yeah, we used to see, but we never spoke to each other. One day, I summoned courage after our bus dropped when we're going to like Sandfield, and I met her and I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And there's this long road; it's like a downhill to like my office. She was going this other way, but it was like a downhill at first. And we're talking, and we're gisting, and everything. I was like, I've been meaning to say hi because I see you every time, so there's no need for us not to be friends. She's like, "Okay, so." Before, let me just say, in a month, I would see her like 6 times or 7, depending on
the time.
Like the time, yeah. And after that day, I saw her every single day until I had COVID, certain. And we became cool. So imagine, we are very cool. We don't talk every time, but if we see now, would. Her birthday is coming soon, so I'm going for her birthday. I don't know why I told you this gist, but like you see.
I thought you were going to say you gave her COVID.
No, I did not. She was like, she thanked God I did not give her COVID because if I had given her, she would come and kill me. Because she lives in Aja. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's the thing. This podcast is weird.
Shout out to King.
Oh my goodness, did we grow? Normally, I thought we would be shouting loud. I hope it's not weird, man.
I don't know what it is.
You understand? Initially, we started a degenerate podcast with making noise.
I don't know what you think about us.
Degenerate.
Okay.
How would you like to talk on the podcast?
You know what? Let me just go online and see what we can talk about in the interwebs. Because on interwebs. Like,
all right. What's up? Nigerian news. No, let's talk about Biafra. That.
Oh, God. Daddy.
Oh, Nicole, if I impregnated a girl.
Oh, God.
How would you.
If I come home and I say I'm pregnant.
You are disgusting. Literally. I'm being honest.
Daddy, if I come home and
you
I say.
You want an honest
if
man.
I come on, if I come home and I say, oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I'm pregnant.
Ah, I wanted to name this podcast. I wanted to name this podcast.
No, but in all honesty, you will not shout at me. You won't give me like 3 days.
Nico, I'm naming the podcast. Nico was impregnated.
3 days.
When we had COVID.
3 days of not talking to me and avoiding me. You will not shout at me.
Daddy, the lie.
Show me who.
Show me you.
Okay, and I show you.
But the guy must have money. Eh?
If you know water.
If you know water.
Then I tell you, then you were born. Get back to you.
Wait, how does he what it?
Oh my gosh, I saw this. Well, I'm confused. No, Daddy, you don't understand. He's what it, he's not what it, whatever. But like, and I say, okay, whatever. I want to keep the child.
Then you
want to
choose a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're not audible.
You're not audible.
I'm not talking to you.
You're not talking
the
to the podcast.
Is happening now.
Why do you want to choose a friend? You see, sometimes people mistake love by something that... Unless it makes you mad, it's not love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my definition of love is I give my all to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I see it and I know it, I see the red flag, I give it all. Mm-hmm. So if she gets pregnant, I would prefer her as my wife.
Why?
Because he's in it for it.
No, but he said he saw the red flag. Where
no, he doesn't mean like red flag, like stop. It means like green light, like green this light is light. Love, like
okay,
this
okay.
Is yeah.
I give it up. So that is to tell you that I saw it before I lived.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get pregnant and then come back and say, I didn't want to get pregnant. I don't intend to marry him. I don't know what
to say. So you're trying to say if I'm getting pregnant, it must be somebody I want to marry.
Somebody with love. You fell in love with. So when you get pregnant, you don't regret it. And he doesn't.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, how do? Because you can never say for the other person. Then you might think the guy loves you.
To tell him that a woman is not a dustbin where you throw your sperm at anybody.
That it tick for me.
So, Nico, if
I saw this scene online, I saw this thing somewhere and I took a screenshot. It made me laugh. Okay, let me read it for you. Remember when our parents, and this is applicable to daddy.
Okay.
Because if this thing I'm hearing from daddy is very different from the daddy I need growing up.
Yeah, older now.
Remember when our parents would not allow us to have a male friend or have a boyfriend or see us talk to man or boy or anything male, be you lizard. It's funny how they are the ones constantly on our necks to get married. Well, that is not my next to get married, but I just that top part was relating to Dadisha. On our next to get married. You people were literally anti-man affair. Now is which of these men you like now? Whoa! Yeah, nobody should rush me.
Listen to me.
Okay. That needs to come closer to this.
When you are young, the reason why your men, your parents are anti-men is not because they don't want you to be social, know people, go close to. But you see, when you know, at my age, I know that men are unpredictable. And your 10-year-old guy is playing with a 12-year-old boy who must have read somewhere or watched a TV. You don't know what you intend to do to your girl.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
You protect the...
You tell him to avoid.
Yeah.
I can vouch for you, but I can't vouch for
Nicole.
No, I can vouch for Nicole, is my daughter.
But you can't.
I brought you up. I know how you. But the fair boy that beats you and Nicole keeps quiet, it's just because Nicole loves him. He doesn't know how, she doesn't know how to talk to the boy to stop intimidating you. But you wish I leave Nicole to go pay the boy a visit? Or the boy come to my house in the name that they are both in the same nursery school or primary school? No. That is from that 10 years. I need to prime her, teach her.
My guys are dangerous.
The heart of men is evil. No man knows what. You don't. Even a girl. You may know a man. Why do men rape girls? What do you know called rape?
When a man
comes on you when you are not willing, when you are not willing. But you visited a man you think is civil.
Yeah. And the guy turned out.
He turned out.
Yeah, I get you.
That's what I'm telling you about man.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to your small girl growing up?
You nurture her, you control, yeah.
You tell her that, look, we have a nature that as long as a woman is, when you see a pretty woman, something goes to your head. Unless you add a spiritual man, a born-again Christian, dead to this king. Even men of God are human. That is why they avoid ladies sitting in front with short skirt. So they don't get tempted, even while their wives are there. They say women has no small one. Yes. Men has no small one either.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Nicole left, she had the... she had the voice note that she was trying to respond to. So, but I get the whole. You have to control them because even though you can vouch that your
my daughter will not go out of her
will not do anything, but you can't vouch for the other person.
True.
That's true. And there's always like that power dynamic of the guy is obviously stronger than the other person.
Thank you. Okay, Nicole was 3. I and your mom took her to a birthday.
Yeah.
She was just walking around when the kids were all dancing. Another 4-year-old, a friend of mine, Mr. Maddox. The son came and kissed Nicole. Really? A 3-year-old kid. Your moms laughed. Say, wow, Nicole had her first kiss today. But that boy is 4. Nicole is 3. Life. Okay. If Nicole visits that boy now, say, we are family friends, what do you think the boy will do, even when they are not friends?
He will try to kiss her.
Friendly. You don't grow. Well, now.
Because of preconceived, I get you. I get you. What was the perfect age to marry? Not who to marry. What's the age gap?
You see, to me, marriage is a thing of the heart.
Uh-huh.
When you get to that age, you will know it. Girlfriend, not be married, husband, wife, or. Huh? You can have 3 girlfriends. Each day you give one 10,000. And by the time you get a wife, you don't even have 2,000 to give. What I'm trying to tell you is there are 2 parallel lines.
Mm-hmm.
2 parallel lines. Wife and a girlfriend, they don't meet. Like you are now, in another 4 years, you will be looking at a girl differently. Now you're talking about her being beautiful. A time will come when you talk about her so homely, so cultured. You know where you're channeling your mind?
Marriage.
That could be a girl I will spend a reasonable time with before death comes. So a girlfriend is not your wife. A wife is one who knows when you are hot.
My girlfriends know that too now.
No.
Not all.
No. Listen. When your girlfriend looks at your face and say, what happened? What is wrong with you? Huh? Are you okay? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
A wife looks at you. Something is disturbing you. She will go get something inside the house. Can I get you some moimoi and salad?
Moimoi salad.
He said, okay, he will give you the thing and sit beside him as you eat. He said, I'm thinking something is wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
The wife is not brash. Now, she's going into that thing wrong with you. Don't ask. She's going to. She wants to expunge what is wrong with you, mm-hmm. and not finding out what is wrong with you. It won't pay her anything. It's how to deal with that thing, how to get you out of this mood. A doctor cares, but God heals. A girlfriend cares, but wife treats.
Flows. I get you.
That's it.
Well, me, I don't even know when I'm getting married, man. I've been single for so long. Jeez. I think maybe this year I'll finally date someone. I think. I don't know. I mean, it's fine. I put it in the podcast.
Me too.
Those are like, I've just been
narrow it down.
Yeah, I've just been so preoccupied and busy, and I think I don't have time sometimes to just focus. Like, I'm one of those, if someone says no, I just take a break.
Hmm.
And the break can last maybe the rest of the year.
Yes.
I don't have that energy to be multitasking or multi doing things. But anyways, I think we should end the podcast here. It was fun talking to you guys. I want to try and be letting the podcast be shorter. Not be shorter, but more entertaining. I hope you enjoyed it. Nicole is working now and busy. So we'll catch ourselves next time on Zero Expunged Podcast. Bye.